In a world in which movies struggle to find plot, Alan Adams of The Main Edge breaks it down for you in Pass the Popcorn. Now on Downtown with Rich Kimball. Let's
all 17 minutes after 5, time to talk movies. Let's Pass the Popcorn, brought to you by Bangor Mall Cinemas. 557 Stillwater Avenue in Bangor, where they have the film Foe Everyone in the Family. Alan Adams from The Main Edge here with us talking flickage this afternoon. How many did you get to see, Mr. Adams?
Just the one.
Just the one.
Yeah, no, we're in that period where we're slowly gearing up for summer blockbuster season, which, by the way, it's summer blockbuster season, but it's increasingly creeping its way backward. We're actually doing our summer movie preview this week on the cover of The Main Edge.
Well, you have to. They bust them out earlier than ever.
Well, that's the thing. It's like I've basically come to terms with the fact that whenever the first big comic book movie comes out, like that's basically the start of summer blockbuster season. Last year it was Captain America Civil War. This year it's Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. And it's kind of landing in that first weekend of May.
Which, by the way, Carrie and I were talking about this last week. I don't know if it was on the air or just here in the studio. I can't wait for Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Right. I'm super enthusiastic about it. Like, it was one of those things where, and I was one of those guys who was convinced that the first movie was going to be the first, like, stumble by Marvel. Like, I was like, okay, this is like a C-list property, like, you know, 90% of the people out there have never even heard of these guys. Like, it's just like they're overreaching. They don't understand, you know, their reach exceeds their grasp. And then it's just like, oh no, this might be the best one they've made so far, and it also makes hundreds of millions of dollars. So at this point, I've just reached the conclusion that, you know, until they screw up, they're not going to.
There you go. All right, so all your eggs, if you will, this weekend were in the Tom Hanks basket.
They were. I went to see The Circle. It's a movie based on a Dave Eggers novel of the same name from a few years back, 2013, I think that book came out. It's about this sort of gigantic, ubiquitous tech corporation whose actual function is a little vague as far as the movie's concerned. I think it's primarily like a social media kind of thing. But they're, it's a Hollywood thing where they're basically throwing everything at the wall as far as whatever they know about tech companies. And so you've got, the iconoclastic kind of head guy, which is, a guy named Eamon Bailey, played by Tom Hanks, and sort of the Steve Jobsian mold. It's a primarily social media driven company. So there's a whole lot of Facebook stuff in there, a lot of Google in there. It's basically basically one company doing all of the tech. As far as The Circle is concerned. But Emma Watson stars as a young lady named May Holland, who, she's kind of in a dead-end temp job. She lives at home with her parents. Her dad, played by the late Bill Paxton, is suffering from MS. She's got a kind of boyfriend named Mercer, played by Eller Coltrane, who's perhaps best known as the boy from Boyhood. So he's still working, which was kind of nice to see. But it all changes when her friend of hers gets her an interview with The Circle, and she goes in and she gets the job and is almost immediately just sort of subsumed by this gigantic, weird, like Kool-Aid drinking cultish corporate culture. You know, and it's got the campus has like all the stuff going on, like, you know, the glass walls and the open floor plans and the wildly invasive, people like watching, you know, surveillance, people watching from every corner. And then it turns out that this is what Eamon Bailey wants to do. Like he's invented this new tiny sort of camera that could basically be ubiquitous. Like it's this little round thing. It's weatherproof. It's solar powered. Well, they never really explain how it works because they're too busy
details.
It doesn't matter. But so basically his goal is to have these cameras everywhere, and it's like, oh, you know, knowing is good, knowing everything is better, which, that's not a creepy slogan or anything like that. No. Nothing ominous about that. So what winds up happening is May kind of gets caught up in this culture to the point where she agrees to become the very first fully transparent person. And what that means is she's basically wearing a camera and is streaming 24/7. And so, like, every aspect of her life, whether it's work, personal, what have you, is out there to be watched by the world. You know, and it's, I know this is going to come as a shock to you. It turns out that there might be some sinister motivations behind some of this stuff. Unfortunately, they never really make it clear exactly what those sinister motivations are. And that's where the biggest problem with The Circle is. Like, it has lots of messages for you. And it's very clear about that in a very ham-fisted and deliberate way. But it's all very shallow. Like, they don't go into any sort of depth, whether you're talking about the privacy or the ubiquity of social media or any of that stuff. Like, they kind of touch on little bits and pieces, but it never really goes anywhere. The runtime's like an hour and 45 minutes. Feels like twice that. It's one of the most, it's excruciating at times. It's little things. Like, it's, you know, Emma Watson, her character, her whole deal is, like, she kayaks to relax. And it's like, okay, first of all, who kayaks to relax? But whatever. But then you see her actually kayaking, and it's like you've never seen anything like it, Rich. You watch the front of the boat just wobble back and forth. It's like she's never been in a boat before. And, you know, seriously, it's like, you know, you were able to be a convincing wizard. Can't somebody teach you how to kayak? Like, paddle a GD boat? I mean, come on. And she's so, like, Emma Watson is so talented, and it's just frustrating to see her do stuff like this, where she's basically a cipher. Like, she's just, like, she's the audience stand-in. I get it. Like, that's the whole point. They make they're very deliberate in making sure we know how average this woman is and all that. But, you know, she's better than that. You know, she's got real chops, and it's a shame to see her kind of have to subvert that in the name of, you know, making this role work. Tom Hanks, like, he's doing his what has become his sort of standard, you know, charming dad kind of shtick.
Right.
You know, it's in a different context, so it's interesting, and that's fine. Patton Oswalt is in this movie. He plays the sort of, I kind of want to say he's like the Steve Wozniak kind of guy, but he's the nuts and bolts, like, business type guy at The Circle. And I haven't mentioned him yet because he could frankly be removed from the movie entirely and it wouldn't really matter all that much. But John Boyega, who, you know, he's Finn from The Force Awakens, right, among other things, is in this movie as some sort of, like, employee emeritus who invented some crazy important thing for The Circle and now basically just wanders around and does whatever he wants. And he's basically the personification of the magic that Hollywood believes computers can do. Like, he just, like, there's this stuff where I'm not going to go into it because there's an odd chance that people might actually go see this movie and I don't want to spoil anything, but he's essentially what I refer to as a deus ex hackina, where he can basically just use computer nice. Power to do whatever needs doing to advance the plot, however is necessary. And, you know, he just kind of is in and out. He's a plot device. And it's like, there's another thing where it's like, you've got this talented actor and you're just basically using him to, you know, to move the narrative along. I mean, come on. I love it when a movie, you know, sort of is more than the sum of its parts, but it's really, really sad when one is less than the sum of its parts. And that's what The Circle is. It just really kind of falls flat.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, me too.
It's always disappointing when you get good people in a movie and with a good pedigree from the book, and
quality source material, and, you know, and there's a timeliness to it. And again, like, I imagine some of the ideas in the book are probably already dated just because of the you know, exponential nature of technological advancement. But you know, certain baseline ideas aren't going, like, they certainly haven't gone out of favor. Like, there's still questions that we need to answer. Unfortunately, The Circle doesn't really worry about those answers as much as maybe it ought to.
All right. Alan Adams talking movies with us here on Pass the Popcorn, brought to you by Bangor Mall Cinema, 10557 Stillwater Avenue, Bangor, where they have a film for everyone in the family. Thank you, Alan.
Oh, my pleasure.
And thanks, of course, for also sharing your CFL expertise.
Oh man, I'm happy to do it. I'm very excited. The draft's coming. You know, training camps, and you know, before you know it, you know, the season's going to start. We're only a couple months away.
Is that next week, the draft?
I believe it's this coming weekend.
Oh, this coming weekend. Okay, yeah. Great. Again, Alan Adams. Maine's premier expert on the CFL. And he's been known to drink a Molson on occasion.
Yeah, no, that's I'm pretty sure that's going to go on the resume now.
I think it should.
Maine's preeminent expert on the CFL, Downtown with Rich Kimball.
Who will challenge you to say that?
See, and that's the thing. Like, I don't know who that's going to be.
And is there, well, let me ask this. This is beyond rhetorical. I know the answer to this, but is there any Maine media member that has gear in their wardrobe from virtually every CFL team?
Oh, I don't think that. Yeah, no. I think that's a very safe bet. I'm pretty sure I'm the guy.
There you go. And has been to a CFL game.
Yes. Bon match.